In 2007, two broke designers placed three air mattresses in their San Francisco apartment and offered breakfast to conference attendees who couldn't find hotel rooms. This desperate attempt to make rent money would eventually transform into Airbnb, a company valued at over $30 billion, with more than 7 million listings worldwide. The journey from selling politically themed cereal to stay afloat to becoming a hospitality giant that even Beyoncé uses regularly is more than just a business success story. It's a testament to how three inexperienced founders with a simple idea managed to revolutionize an industry that hadn't changed in decades. What if the future of travel wasn't about standardized hotel rooms, but about authentic connections in real homes? This question would drive one of the most remarkable startup stories of our time. Brian Chesky joined his former classmate Joe Gebbia in San Francisco during a housing crunch. When the Industrial Designers Society conference brought fully booked hotels, Gebbia proposed turning their apartment into a designer's bed and breakfast. They launched Air Bed and Breakfast, targeting design blogs and conference attendees. After hosting their first guest and testing the concept at events like South by Southwest, they brought on Nathan Bletcherchuk, a programmer, to improve their website. Facing financial struggles, they creatively sold political-themed cereals, Obama O's and Captain McCain's, to keep afloat. Y Combinator's acceptance proved pivotal. The founders committed fully for 3 months, flying weekly to New York to learn directly from hosts and guests. This hands-on approach led to key changes, including dropping the breakfast requirement and allowing entire home rentals. A $585,000 investment from Sequoia Capital marked their turning point. Early growth came through creative tactics, including Bletcherchuk's unofficial integration with Craigslist to tap into its user base. How do you convince people to let strangers sleep in their homes? This fundamental question has driven Airbnb's evolution from day one. The platform operates on a dual network model, connecting travelers with hosts, with supply being the more difficult side to grow. Like eBay, Airbnb charges a service fee for bookings, creating a simple revenue model that scales with usage. The founders prioritized intuitive design, inspired by Steve Jobs' three-click rule. The site needed to handle payments and services without users perceiving the underlying complexity, a feat achieved through engineering excellence hidden beneath a beautiful interface. Trust became their most valuable currency when a host called EJ blogged about her home being vandalized by a guest. Under intense pressure, Chesky issued a public apology, introduced a $50,000 security guarantee, and established 24/7 customer service. This direct approach demonstrated a commitment to integrity over image management. When another serious incident occurred, a 19-year-old guest was allegedly assaulted by a host in Madrid, Airbnb changed its emergency protocols to allow employees to directly contact police. These crises forced the company to build sophisticated trust and safety systems that now form the backbone of their platform. Transitioning from simply surviving to managing explosive growth presented entirely new challenges. As Chesky put it, it was like assembling an airplane mid-flight, establishing corporate culture while handling massive user growth simultaneously. The founders had to learn to be executives in real time under intense scrutiny. By 2013, Airbnb redefined its purpose with the concept of belonging. Led by Douglas Atkin, they developed the Bello logo and adopted Belong Anywhere as their official motto. This signaled Airbnb's commitment to authentic connection between people worldwide. Though media reception was mixed, users embraced the concept. Thousands redesigned the logo for their own profiles, indicating a powerful emotional connection with the brand. The platform even spawned a new lifestyle, digital nomads living exclusively in Airbnbs. David Roberts and his wife began moving monthly between properties, while Michael and Debbie Campbell sold their Seattle home to spend retirement traveling through Airbnb, finding it cost roughly the same as staying home. Each stay provided not just accommodation, but personal connections with hosts, transforming travel into a series of intimate experiences. Hosts form the backbone of Airbnb's operation. The company's hiring of hotel industry veteran Chip Conley as hospitality director marked a shift toward professionalizing the experience. Conley implemented training programs, established service standards, and promoted best practices among hosts. The review system between hosts and guests drives quality improvement, while the superhost status rewards high performers. Many hosts have turned their Airbnb activities into thriving businesses. Evelyn Badia in Brooklyn transformed her home and knowledge into a sustainable income source. Paul McCann in Sydney expanded from one property to multiple listings. Jonathan Morgan in Savannah developed a specialized approach for tech-savvy young travelers. This professionalization spawned an ecosystem of support services. Companies like Gusty and Pillow offer comprehensive property management, while Key Cafe facilitates key delivery through RFID kiosks in public locations. These startups reflect how quickly the sharing economy has matured, creating new business opportunities in its wake. As Airbnb grew, it encountered fierce resistance in key markets like New York. Laws designed to curb short-term rentals directly challenged its business model, drawing opposition from legislators, hotel associations, and affordable housing advocates. In New York, regulations banned apartment rentals for less than 30 days without the owner's presence. These restrictions highlighted the political and social complexities of Airbnb's disruptive model. The company found itself facing unusual coalitions of opponents from across the political spectrum. The development of a short-term rental market exposed a paradox. Airbnb's idealistic concept of home sharing had evolved into a financial arbitrage opportunity for some operators. While claiming to oppose large speculators, studies showed a significant portion of Airbnb's business came from multi-property hosts. The company implemented policies like one host, one home in response to criticism, but debates about its impact on housing affordability continue. These regulatory battles represent the growing pains of an industry-changing idea moving from the margins to the mainstream. Airbnb is no longer content being just an accommodation platform. Following the path of tech giants that expanded beyond their core products, Chesky is leading efforts to sell the rest of the trip through new experiences and services. The company's Airbnb Open Festival strengthens community connections while showcasing this expanded vision. In November 2016, Airbnb gathered thousands of hosts and employees in Los Angeles to launch its Trips platform, offering 500 bookable experiences ranging from truffle hunting in Italy to themed explorations in Paris. These curated Airbnb-approved local activities aim to deepen connections with customers and promote community. Despite regulatory challenges and opposition from traditional hospitality players, Airbnb maintains its disruptive and idealistic identity. The founder's journey from air mattresses to global empire demonstrates how a simple idea, executed with determination and adaptability, can transform an industry. By focusing on authentic human connections in an increasingly digital world, Airbnb hasn't just created a new way to travel, it's changed how we think about belonging in places far from home.